Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
I'm your co-host, Morgan Matz.
And in today's episode of The Sideline, we will be doing a Week 7 CFL preview, previewing the games there. And tweet us. You can tweet me at @A_Ouellette31.
Or at MorganMatz1.
So, let's waste no time getting into the preview. We had a long podcast last time we did this. It's Thursday night. It's Edmonton, Montreal. And let's just start with Montreal, because the biggest news is Johnny Manziel is a Montreal Alouette.
Well, he probably didn't have a starting job with the Ticats. The way that Mazzoli's playing this year, I didn't see him any time.
Yeah.
Getting a starting job.
Unless
injury occurred, but other than that, I think that the Ticats are going with Mazzoli and they're going to run with him as much as they can. So, and Manziel, you know, him moving to Montreal, they are the worst team in the league. They've been having some quarterback issues. Maybe Manziel can turn around, or maybe he won't turn around. Maybe he'll just show what he's got. You know, they give him a chance because I think that maybe he can run with it.
Yeah, looking at Montreal, really had no other real hope. But what they gave up a whole lot for that Manziel.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also
a gamble.
It's a gamble for like two reasons. One, he could turn out to be not very good. And two, he's only on a 2-year contract.
And he's wanting to go to the NFL.
Yeah, so if he ends up having, say, 2 good years, he might just not even think twice about joining the CFL again, and he's going to take a shot at the NFL. So you pretty much gave up your future for a guy that's not a surefire guy.
But I don't know why I'm kind of buying into this Johnny Manziel hype, because I feel like he's just built to play in the CFL. He's not the tallest guy. He's not got like a Brett Favre cannon of an arm, but he can sling the ball and he can run around. Shorter guy. I just feel like he will succeed in the CFL once it's his time.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think Montreal should rush into starting him.
Which they're not.
No, Adams is playing.
Yep.
This week. But yeah, if Montreal, even if Adams plays next week too, just let him learn the playbook, let him learn the schemes, let him learn the whole role of Montreal's quarterback. Just let him do his thing, get into a groove, then throw him in.
Well, Adams is starting, but I also read that Johnny Manziel is also going to take some snaps.
Against Edmonton?
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about that. I always liked Manziel, but like I don't think they should just throw him into the fire. Like, for example, when they threw him into the fire in Cleveland, look how that turned out. I don't even want to get into that whole war. But I don't think that they should just hand him the reins and give him the team. They need to let him develop into the starting quarterback.
Yeah. Now, kind of, they did lose Williams in that trade, their wide receiver, but they got Bowman, and I'm hoping just catch the ball.
Maybe a Bowman picks up. When he played in Edmonton, he was pretty good, but, you know, he's 33 now, getting older. I don't know. You know, he hasn't had the best year this year, and maybe with a new quarterback, with a new system, he can get going.
Now, let's kind of go on to Edmonton. You could sadly say Edmonton's going to walk away.
I don't think this is going to be a contest game. It's not going to be a tight one. Edmonton is second best team in the league right now. I would say that they're definitely going to walk away with this win. It's not going to be a battle to the death, to the end, to a field goal.
Yeah.
I would say it's going to be a 14-21 point lead.
Yeah, it's one of those games that you kind of look at it and it's like, maybe if the Alouettes even had a little bit, like, some fire going into this game, but they don't.
No, they got nothing. They just, yeah, they, and, like, I don't even know what to do for Montreal now, because if they just traded away their future for Manziel, how do you start a rebuild with no picks?
Yeah, they don't have, I saw they don't have their first-round pick this year, 2019, 2020, and 2021.
Yeah, how do you rebuild a team?
How do you get Canadian talent onto that roster then?
Yeah, it's tough.
But kind of looking at it, quick kind of, yeah, I'm going to say Edmonton's going to win this game. I think Montreal fans, there will be a lot of Montreal fans there, I think. I think there's going to be a lot of hype, even though he's not playing, fully starting, but getting some snaps for Johnny Manziel.
They're going to want to see Manziel. I kind of feel sympathy for the Tiger Cat fans who all bought a Manziel jersey, who all got the onto the hype train, but then he plays a couple preseason games, everybody's hyped about it, then they trade him.
Oh, if he got to the Riders, I was going to buy a jersey. No lie. Just kind of looking at you thinking Thursday, Edmonton wins it.
Yep.
Next game?
Yep, sure.
So, Friday night, it is Toronto against Winnipeg. In home for Winnipeg this time. Did they play last week? Yep, they did. And Winnipeg won 38-20.
A big thing about Toronto, though, their young running back, James Wilder Jr.,
I saw that. I had him on my fantasy team, and I was like, nope. But not only with that loss of their running back, but also Franklin kind of looked not the greatest in that Winnipeg game.
Yeah, I would compare Franklin to kind of like, I don't know if he's, I want to say he's a sure starter, but
spotty.
Yeah, and like, this is his first go around of being like, this is his team. It's not having experience in running a team. Like, he was Mike Riley's backup. Yeah. And there was no way that Mike Riley was going to let him become the starter.
Yeah, he went 21 for 36 for 151 yards. And I don't know if that includes, he didn't get a touchdown. I don't know if he threw a pick, though, or not. It's not shown on TSN's mobile app, so. Yeah, that's, that offensive unit didn't click, though. Like, receiving-wise, your highest receiver had 50 yards.
SJ Green.
No.
It wasn't the highest receiver. No. Nope.
It was R. Smith. I'm not too sure who he is.
Don't know.
But then, no, I wanted to hear. I want to find James Wilder's stats or from last week. I think he had like negative 2 yards. It was not a good showing. Oh, wait. But Toronto,
and also, I'm just reading this up. Wilder has not had the best season so far. In 5 games this season, Wilder's had 51 carries for 220 yards and 2 touchdowns.
I think he's still on pace for 1,000, though.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Yeah, last week, 3 carries. -2 yards.
Well, I don't know. I would still think he's one of the better running backs in the league. He had a rough week. Yep. He's young. He's got potential. He's not.
You're not going to get 100 yards every game.
No, no.
But Franklin, I'm hoping he has a back bounce. Just gets back to how he was against Edmonton. And also, SJ Green, like, he showed up when they played Edmonton. I kind of bought into it, and now going back quiet. I just think that offense needs to find their groove. Defensively, yeah, they let up 38 points, which leads into Winnipeg's side.
Well, Toronto is missing one of their key linebackers in Bear Woods. He's a big part of that defense, and he's out.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, even with one guy out on your defense, 38 points is still quite a few points to be letting up in one game.
But, yeah, looking at Winnipeg's kind of point of view, holy cow, did Harris run all over them.
Every time we do this, I'm just going to say Harris is, he's unstoppable.
Go ahead.
No, good.
27 carries, 161 yards, and one touchdown. That's only rushing. He's also a receiving threat.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Harris is just, he's a versatile guy. He can do it all. And you run with Harris, and then they bring those DBs in, bring the safeties in, right over the top.
Yeah, even Adams had 6 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Like, and getting to the guy that threw that touchdown, we kind of harped on him last week, Nichols. He kind of showed up this game. 19 for 27, 245 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Can't complain.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like Nichols isn't the player like Mike Riley that could take over a game, but he's not going to cost you a game. He's going to be smart with the ball. He's going to be a game manager.
Yeah, I don't got nothing wrong with Matt Nichols, but I just, you have to start him, yeah. I would say, but I just kind of do want to see that rookie get a little bit of time.
Oh yeah, it's intriguing because when he came in, he looked good.
Yeah, like there was nothing wrong with him, but like, he's kind of like a Manziel almost. I don't think at this stage, when Nichols is right now, I don't think this rookie has got a chance of being the starter.
Yep. And I enjoy the defense is we'll bend, but we won't break. Kind of hoping, you know, you don't give up all those yards, but your people aren't scoring. You can't complain. But overall, how are you feeling about this game? Are you feeling like it's going to be another running back? Do you think?
I think with Wilder out.
Is he out for sure?
Well, he left Wednesday's practice, like today's practice.
Okay.
And they play on Friday. So, hypothetically, if Wilder's out, I'm saying Winnipeg takes the win. Harris is going to rush for over 100 yards. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout like it kind of was last week.
Yeah.
Because now Winnipeg kind of sees what... I mean, Toronto kind of sees what Winnipeg's got. And they're going to start building some kind of defensive plan for Harris. But I'm thinking like a 28-21, somewhere around there.
Okay. Yeah, my big thing is if they're on Toronto's running back, it's really out for that game, that's a lot of pressure on Franklin, and I don't know if he could do it, to be completely honest. He could come out and prove us wrong, but having a running back that can catch the ball and run the ball for you helps a lot.
Yeah,
so I'll agree. I think Winnipeg's gonna win as well. Is it gonna be a tough bloodbath? Maybe. I think at the start it may be because is Bear coming back? No. So
Bearwood's still out.
Ooh. So you think Winnipeg comes out right off and takes it? I think it's going to be kind of slow start.
It all depends on how Nichols starts the game.
Yeah.
I still see them winning.
Yep.
It might be a slower start, but as soon as Nichols gets into his groove and Harris is pretty much in his groove all the time, looks like this season, I think that they have a 28-21, 28-14 chance of winning.
Yep, I agree with that. We're getting to our doubleheader on Saturday, Red Blacks and Tiger Cats at 2, and then Stampeders, Rough Riders at 7. Let's start off with the early game. They're in Hamilton. Red Blacks, Tiger Cats. How are you feeling about this game?
It's all about, for me, it's still all about how Trevor Harris plays. It's all about how he performs. Is he a surefire guy? Is he a starter? Can he handle the pressure of being the man? To me, it all comes down to quarterback for Red Blacks. He's got the weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
If Greg Ellingson's back,
I don't think he is. Well, no, maybe.
If he is back, they've got weapons, but I don't think that they have the quarterback. I think they need to be looking around for a new quarterback.
Well, he did go 30 for 44, 363 yards, and a touchdown. It's not showing me if he's thrown any picks or anything, but that's what TSN's telling me. So, that's not bad. Like, I like the yards. I wish there was a couple more touchdowns, though.
And it was against BC.
But BC, it was 29-25. That's a good game.
Yeah, I
like, you could make the argument that Lule played better than Harris. Lule went 19 for 32, 325 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Could Harris do that against... I mean, Lule, could he do that against the Calgary defense? Or is he just doing that against a red-black defense? It's hard to compare any team, I guess, to the Stampeders, because the Stampeders are being the Stampeders. They're 5-0.
Yeah.
So it's hard to... like, I guess I would say more like to an Edmonton team. What are they, 2-3 Edmonton? And 2? They're 3-2, I think. 3-3, somewhere around there.
Edmonton is... 3-2.
Yeah. But for, like, the Red Blacks, if their offense can get clicking, I think they'll do all right. But, like, the Ticats don't have a... they don't have a pushover defense. By any means, I don't think they have a pushover defense.
This is going to be an offensive battle game, I think. Especially with Hamilton getting Williams.
Yeah, and Mazzoli also kind of had a
rough week. Rough week.
And he didn't break his record. And he didn't crack his 300 yards.
Yeah, let's go on to this Hamilton team. Maybe it's because when they played in Regina, they looked good offensively. So I was thinking, okay, week 6-5, or whatever last week was.
Week 6.
They just looked offensively. They were bad.
Yeah,
I was quite shocked.
Compared to the last time they played the Riders, they just weren't the same.
I honestly, coming into that game, this may make Rider fans mad, but I really thought Tiger Cats were going to win that one.
Well, just the way that Mazzoli's been playing lately, I thought that too. I thought a Tie Cat win for sure. Mazzoli was going to break records. Big celebration in Hamilton. But, God, he just didn't look like the regular Jeremiah Mazzoli we've seen.
But do you think we see him reform, get that groove back playing against the Red Blacks?
I hope he does. I hope that Hamilton... I think Hamilton did make the right move on Manziel in two things. One, Manziel was probably never going to get the start there. And two, I don't think Mazzoli was getting the hype that he should have had for those so many games in a row for 300 yards. It was more the backup Johnny Manziel hype than anything. And I think people... and the people in Hamilton and just the organization just wanted more recognition to Mazzoli.
I think they've completely, with this trade, it is, okay, Mazzoli, this is his contract year, right? It's, nope, he's staying with Hamilton. Like, trading away a quarterback like Johnny Manziel, that could either be a good backup or a great starter, I think they're sold on Mazzoli. Even though after that loss against the Riders.
It's one game. Every quarterback has a bad game. You can't expect your quarterback to throw consistently 300 yards every game.
I don't know why, but I thought he'd have a better game, though. I honestly did.
He should have had a better game, but just... He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
He'll definitely bounce back. And with like you said, with trading Manziel and them thinking that Mazzoli is going to be our sure guy, he's going to be the guy, we're going to sign him to a big contract, I think that boosts his confidence.
Yep.
Because they're pretty much telling him, like, hey, we think you're the guy. You're the representative for Hamilton. This is your team. Run, kid.
Except I think they are still missing that wide receiver that we... He was injured, and you're like... You compared him when you were texting me as, like, the Patriots' Julian Edelman. I'm, like, blanking on his name.
In Hamilton?
Yeah. I'm, like, completely blanking on his name. I'll see if I can find it.
Not Brandon Banks.
No. Like, but that, like, possession, like, wide receiver.
I know what you're talking about now. Luke Tasker.
Yeah, I think he's still out.
Yeah, he's a guy. He's a second and five, and I think that also hurt Mazzoli when he couldn't stay on the field when he had that second and two, or second and five, second and six, when he couldn't just dump it off to Luke Tasker. I think that really hurt him.
But like now with Williams, and when that wide receiver comes back healthy, holy, that's a dangerous wide receiver.
They're gonna have some really... People are gonna have to watch out for Hamilton's offense.
And I like their running back, John White. I like him.
Nothing wrong with John White.
Just injuries, right?
He played in... I think he did play in Edmonton last year. Yeah. Just injuries caught up to him. Like,
is he an older guy? Or?
Well, I don't think he's overly old. He might be like early 30s. But like, yeah, he can stay healthy. There's nothing wrong with him.
But looking at Hamilton, I think if their defense shows up, I think they beat Ottawa on this one.
I think that Mazzoli's going to have a bounce back weekend. This is Hamilton's win.
Is it, like, close? Is it?
I'm going to say, like, I'm not going to say Mazzoli's going to come out and throw for 300 yards. If Tasker's still hurt, might be a little bit of an offensive struggle. But I think that he's going to have a bounce back week. And it may come down to a field goal. It may come down to maybe 6 points, maybe 4 points. I don't think it's going to be a TD or two TDs. I think it's going to come down to that field goal and a safety, 4 or 5 points.
And looking at Ottawa, I'm just hoping if they want to win, this offense has to have a consistent game. Because last week they show up again. Don't be that iffy offense that we don't know when you're going to show up. Just show up, and I think they could possibly... Like, this is a toss-up game. This would be a game that if I'm sitting at home, got nothing to do, I'll turn this on, kind of watch. But getting on to the last game of the week, Stampeders, Rough Riders.
Stampeders 5-0. I heard on the radio today, it's a sellout in Mosaic Stadium. Yep. And like we were just talking before with the Riders, if rumors are true, if John Carter's going to play Sam linebacker, no. Just no. Please. Just switch him back to offense.
I'm okay with him playing corner, safety. You move him over to Sam, he could get hurt. Honestly.
Yeah, I like if you were gonna play him on a defense, like I like him at the safety position. Read and react, follow the ball. But I can't see him playing as a linebacker. I just can't.
Well, not only that is, yeah, he's like 6'4", 6'5". He's a bigger guy, but he doesn't have weight behind him you'd like a linebacker. So I'm telling you, an offensive lineman gets a hold of you, you could land somewhere where you're not wanting to land, and you could take your ankle out.
Yeah, having a guy like Carter who's not the beefiest guy ever.
And he's not like a hidden safety either. He's not coming down looking for you. No,
some 360-pound offensive tackle gets a hold of him and falls on top of him on purpose and pancakes him. Carter's a big part of that team wherever he plays. And losing a guy like that, I just...
But I heard he sent out a tweet saying like, hey, yeah, I want to be back on offense. Don't worry. I want to be on offense. But just looking at that, that's shown that maybe the Carter with his kind of fits and character issues, I think he might be gone, because the fact that he's playing on defense and we haven't really heard any outbursts from him.
Yeah, and
I think he's a team player now.
With that tweet though, I just don't think that's appropriate. If him playing defense and then instead of going to the coach and being like, hey, I kind of want to switch back to offense. I've had my fun on defense. If you could find me a spot on the offense, I'd be great. I don't think it's an appropriate move or a professional move to go out on social media and be like, hey, Coach Jones, you hear this? I want to play offense. I don't think that's appropriate.
I'm going to see if I can find this tweet, but looking at just the Riders, because I watched that game. I think you did too, right?
Yep.
I was scared at the start of the game, because offensively they were slow. But I was talking to my dad, and I was just like, let's hope they come out and they have a plan, which they did. They came out and they were successful.
Yeah, and again, like last week, but it didn't end up happening all game. Brandon Bridges was named the starter again.
I like that.
But he didn't start all last game. He had shared snaps.
Last game?
Yeah.
No, I think he maybe subbed out for one series, but he played the whole game.
Well, he played the whole second half. He didn't play the whole first half.
Oh, okay. I wasn't too
sure. He had to come back on the second half. They were talking about that on the radio today.
Oh, okay.
The Bridges led the second half comeback. And I'm still going to my grave saying it, that win or lose, however he's playing, Riders need to keep Bridges in the game all game. I don't care if he goes out and has a 160-yard game with zero touchdowns and two interceptions. He just needs to play the whole game, find his ups, find his downs, find his groove. They can't keep subbing him in and out. And I'm going to preach it every week. You can't have a quarterback who you're expecting to lead us to the playoffs and lead us to a Grey Cup, but he doesn't play every game. And he doesn't play all game. You don't see a guy like Mike Riley or Bo Levi Mitchell. If they had a bad game of 3 interceptions, 0 touchdowns, 160 yards, they're not starting the backup next week.
Oh, God, no.
They're going to go through film. They're going to go through their practices. They're going to go through their rituals. And they're going to go out and play. And I think that's how they need to treat Bridges. They need to treat Bridges like a Bo Levi Mitchell or a Mike Riley.
I'm giving up on trying to find this tweet. I can't find it. But I definitely like... I get it. Your offensive line is kind of hurt, so you got to throw those screens to save your quarterback. But I just want to see more explosiveness, more
and
bigger plays.
I was watching it last week. They did it again, and I said, "Don't do it. Don't throw a screen. to Messam. Please.
But Messam had a good game in the fourth quarter. He came in and he was that power back. A guy that...
Yeah, but they used him for what he's used meant for.
Yeah, which just shows...
They didn't use him for those little dump plays or the screen plays. They used him to run up the middle or just run off the edge. Just run.
I think, if I heard correctly, the Rough Riders last week had a... Progression-wise... No. Yeah, I don't know. Never mind. I'm not too sure about that. I thought I heard that they had over 200 yards rushing.
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I might not be right. But a guy that I want to see more of is Thigpen. I like Thigpen.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with him. And he's the type of guy that you should be throwing the screen passes or the swing passes to.
One carry, 80 yards. Cool. Come on. You can't just like give him a couple more carries.
That was for a TD, though, right? Yep. At the end of the game.
No, right in the start of the second... Yeah, like second half. One carry, 80 yards, one touchdown. Why wouldn't you run more with them then? If he can get you 80 yards, one carry, come on, you can give him more than one carry.
But yeah, on Calgary's note, like it's hard to, for me, it's hard to talk about Calgary because like they're the same, pretty much the same team every year. They got the same quarterback who's definitely a top guy in the league. They've got the same coach. They run the same system every year. And somehow, every year, they're having seasons like 16-0 seasons, 15-1 seasons. Like, just somehow, every year, Calgary just has the best team in the West all the time.
But then playoffs come and...
Well, yeah, playoffs.
That's a different conversation.
But...
And another thing hard talking with about Calgary is because you can't pinpoint one like great Calgary wide receiver, because Bo Levi Mitchell spreads the ball. You never know who's going to be his number one target.
Yeah, he
does a great
job.
He's
not a guy like someone like James Franklin in a bind. He's going to obviously throw to SJ Green, or a guy like Mike Riley. He's going to look Daron Walker is his number one guy. Like,
it'd be him, then okay, next guy.
Yeah, but Bo Levi, he just...
If you're open.
This guy, yeah, if you're open, he's throwing you the ball. And this game, this guy could be the number one guy for me. This guy could be the number one guy. Like, on the depth chart may say this guy's the number one guy, but Bo, if the fourth guy, if there's a four receiver package on and the fourth guy is running a little out and he's open,
not, yeah,
he's throwing on the ball. He's not going to look for his number one guy. He's throwing to the open guy all the time.
And when you're 5-0, it's hard to... They, like, points for, they're 145. And then points against, 46. Like, it's hard not to pick Calgary.
One thing I'm really... I think Calgary's probably going to win. But one thing I'm really excited about is Charleston Hughes for the Riders coming back against Calgary. They let him go. And I think maybe Charleston's going to... Hey, Bo. I'm here. Don't forget about me. You guys should have thought about keeping me. And maybe that's the attitude that guys like Messam and Hughes got.
Yep.
Maybe that's what wins them the game. Maybe Messam comes out of the woods and
nowhere.
Has like a 200 yard rushing game, and he's like, "Hey, remember
I'm
me? Remember me, guys? Yeah,
you
should."
You know what? I am a Saskatchewan fan, and this may sound crazy. I think Saskatchewan could have a chance winning the game. Defensively, how that defense was playing, you gotta think. Remember. Like, Mazzoli was a man on fire.
And the Riders extinguished that fire pretty quick.
Yeah. I think defensively, the Riders could possibly win this matchup. It's offensively. That is my biggest scare.
The more and more we talk about it, I'm saying it right now. Saskatchewan upset this week.
Upset at home, too.
Saskatchewan's winning in the sold-out stadium. It's not gonna be a runaway game. It's going to be a come down to the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and somebody's going to come out and have a big 80-yard run for a TD for the win. I'm saying 35-28.
Oh, offensively bad.
35-28.
I was going to make it like a 14-10 game, like a shootout.
I can't see Bo Levi only getting 10 points.
Okay. But what if? What if Bridge comes out and wins this game?
Well, if Bridge can come out and start the whole game and win the game against the best team in the league, Chris Jones has got to get his head out of his butt and say, okay, this is my guy.
Like, then you kind of look and you look at Zach and you got to think, if injuries are always going to be his, like...
That's going to be tough when he comes back, because if Bridges leads this team to a victory over Calgary and then Caleros comes back, like... I want to say Bridges, but you can't sit a guy who's making
a lot of money
as your second string to hold the punts and hold the kicks.
But it's hard. I want to say the Rough Riders win this, but you understand Bo Levi will throw to whoever he cares. That defense is the best in the league. But then Saskatchewan is no slouch defensively. Just Daron Carter is not a linebacker. Daron Carter is not a linebacker.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
But overall, is this, if you're only watching one CFL game, is this the one you're watching?
I'm watching this one. This one's going to be the... Well, if... They're coming out and saying Carter's playing Sam. I want to see that. I want to see Jerome Messam and Charleston Hughes come out and say, you guys forgot about me. And I want to see if Bo Levi just kind of looks at these guys and says, just another team.
Ooh, just kind of a side note I just thought of. Bo Levi drops back. Riders get pressure. Bo Levi gets hit. He's grabbing his knee. Is that possible, this game?
Yeah, because he did go down with that injury against Ottawa.
Yep.
But, like, they were winning 20-0 at half. So, but playing a team like Saskatchewan...
Like, gets pressure.
They're not going to be up 20-0 at half.
I think, yep, I'm... This is my final decision. Saskatchewan wins. Reason, game Bo Levi. Get at Bo Levi.
But in the mindset of Calgary, if Saskatchewan does get at Bo Levi, and it's just like he could play, but he couldn't. If I'm Calgary, I just say, get out, Bo Levi.
Yeah.
I can't afford you to get hurt for long term.
Who's Calgary's backup?
Well.
We don't know.
Whoever it is, Calgary might have to take the loss, but... I would rather take one loss than lose your quarterback for the year and have the same situation as Montreal.
Yeah. Well, you're thinking this is the end of the episode? Again,
I'm all good.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of The Sideline. We're going to try and do a CFL preview each week for now until the rest of the season. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
I'm a co-host, Morgan Mance.
And thank you for listening. Bye.